You're now listening to the Sports Spotlight here with Jackson, Kevin, Christian, and special guest Owen here on Giant 90.9. And today we have some good topics coming along. Yeah, I'm here with Kevin Guiva. How you doing today?
Oh, it's a great day in, studio, Jackson.
Yeah, it's a Thursday, August 12th of the year 2021. Hopefully everyone's day's going good. And we got some big basketball topics. Since there's nothing really going on in the sports world of too much, since the show is called the Sports Spotlight, at the end of the show, every Tuesday and Thursday, we're going to give a spotlight player since our past show. So, spotlight player of recent memory, basically spotlight player of the week, since the name is Sports Spotlight, and we'll give that away right at the end. But since there's not too much going on in the sports world, as NBA NFL preseason does start up soon, and next Tuesday we will cover all of the games that happened this past preseason week one and anything that big that's happened. I know there's not too many starters going to be playing, but maybe some backups play good minutes and go crazy, but we don't know. We'll have to see, and we'll talk about that all Tuesday, so tune in if you want some NFL news and updates on Tuesday. But now we're just going to go into kind of like a discussion, since there's not too much going on. And really, this discussion is going to be out, is this now another generation of the centers? Because every team that's won in recent memory has had a good big. And not every player is a center, like Giannis Antetokounmpo, NBA champion of this year, wasn't a center, but he's a big. He's 6'11", same with Kevin Durant. He's not a center, but he's a big. And I think this is a generation of the bigs, because just 8 years ago, Roy Hibbert was considered a top three center in the league, and put Roy Hibbert in the league now in his prime, and I mean, he's not doing anything.
Yeah, like you're saying, Jackson, another era of bigs, and a lot of people really just focus on guards such as Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, guys who can shoot the ball from anywhere and make electric plays. But like you're saying, a lot of teams who are winning recently have a big, whether it's a big small forward, power forward, or center, but definitely someone who can make a difference on the floor in a lot of ways.
And just going at it now, going to the league MVP, Nikola Jokic, who averaged 26 on the season, and that's a center winning MVP the first time since Dirk Nowitzki won an MVP back in the early 2000s. That was really the last big. I don't think Dirk's a center, but he's up there, and Jokic only averaging 10.8 rebounds, but there's a good amount of guys that have averaged over 10 rebounds this season and 20 points. I think there was 8 total NBA players, and that's just crazy. And you don't normally see that. And there's guys like Joel Embiid, Karl Anthony Towns, Julius Randle, Anthony Davis, considered one of the best players in the league, Domantas Sabonis, Indiana Pacer. He's one of the up there. He's up there as one of the best bigs in the league, even though he does play the power forward position. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Kevin Durant. And all these guys are extremely talented, and it's just crazy how much these bigs are developing, because these guys are like point guards out there. Unlike Jokic, he's a guy who averages 7 assists a game, and he's a talent, and he's an MVP now, and he's a center. He's a center averaging 7 assists, and that's just something you do not see, and these bigs are really developing, and there's now bigs like Giannis Antetokounmpo who can guard 1 through 5, and that's something just 10 years ago you never would see.
Yeah, and Nikola Jokic, I mean, winning MVP, assist is a big part of his game. He's to have a playmaking big on your team who not only gets you 26 and 10 a night, but can also throw 7 assists on there. I mean, the next highest assist in the league by a center is Bam Adebayo from the Miami Heat, and he's only averaging about 5 a game, so that's quite a difference. And he's not as much of a true center as just an athletic, almost poor power forward, as he's pretty undersized for a center. So having these big guys who can easily get 20 points and 10 rebounds every night, just having a big impact on the team, which you look back a few years ago, I mean, there wasn't really many guys like that in the league making such big impacts, but now multiple centers getting in MVP races and just making big impacts on the team and helping lead teams through the playoffs and the regular season.
Mm-hmm. And you had guys we have young centers coming in the league as well. The Cleveland Cavaliers drafting center what's his name? The center that Cleveland drafted?
Mobley, right?
Mobley, Evan Mobley. He was drafted with the third pick by the Cavs. He's a talent. He's a guy who can run the floor. As a center, you have DeAndre Ayton for the Suns, drafted in 2018. He was a guy in the NBA Finals this year, and in the playoffs, he dominated. He really was only stopped by one man, and that's Giannis Antetokounmpo, and he's the consistent best player in the league, really. I mean, that's basically how you can say it. And you guys have, like, Zion Williamson, the number one pick just 2 years ago. He's a talent, even though he's only 6'8". He's like a Charles Barkley type, and he's a guy who's going to play big. I mean, so we have this league is just growing in talent so much it's crazy, because I know people would love to say everyone in the 90s is better than players now. In the how people play in the league is just completely different because it's different eras. But put these guys just complete up against the players in the 90s, these guys would blow the 90s players out of the water. And I know I'm a 2000s kid, so you could say I'm biased. But it's just the training that these players do is so crazy. And they're just such better athletes. And I mean, 20 years down the road, those guys are going to be way better than the guys now. And it's just crazy how these players are really developing, definitely the centers, because they are dominating the game. And every year we see a big center prospect, and sometimes you don't see it happen all the time, but I mean, they're dominating.
Yeah, these athletes, I mean, there's just a video going around the internet just 1 or 2 days ago of LeBron James standing on a medicine ball and bouncing on it for like a minute straight. So just as science develops and they're able to really break down training to really make the best athlete, as well as having those basketball skills. But it's kind of interesting looking. I mean, a lot of the centers these days are that they're athletes. I mean, Nikola Jokic probably, I mean, he's not that athletic as a center. He's known as the dad bod god, but
the dad bod god.
Yeah, but I mean, he owns that name and plays like it. But you have people like Joel Embiid, or like Jackson was saying, DeAndre Ayton, guys who can run the floor and just really make impacts, as it's a lot harder to guard a big who can sprint up and down the floor with smaller players.
And then you have a guy like Miles Turner for the Pacers. He averaged 3.4 blocks on the season with only 13 points. So Turner was not a guy who's going to be giving you 20. And he only averaged 6.3 rebounds, but he's averaging 3.4 blocks. And there's just guys like that who can just dominate the blocking game. Like, you guys have Rudy Gobert, a guy who cannot shoot it at all, and it really became a liability in the playoffs because he can't guard the perimeter. But it's just there's so many different variants of the game, and even though Rudy Gobert kind of plays like an early 2000s type center because he cannot shoot, all centers now can shoot. DeAndre Ayton, really, he can shoot mid-range. He's not the best from three, but he can knock it down. And, I mean, you have guys like Jokic, who Jokic shoots 37% from three. And you have other guys. I mean, Porzingis, who struggled last season, he's a guy who can step out and drain them like crazy. So the bigs are developing, and it's just crazy because this is now shifting from a guard game to a bigs game.
Yeah, like talking about Miles Turner being more of a traditional center, there are some in the league like that, like Jackson mentioned, Rudy Gobert, who on his season, just 14 points a game along with 2.7 blocks. So really similar stats to Turner. And there's other centers like that in the league who are more there for defensive purposes and rebounding. Jonas Valanciunas and Clint Capela, just a couple examples of that. So it'll be interesting to see how in the future will centers like that kind of go away, as these more athletic scoring ones who can still pull down boards start to kind of dominate the league.
Yeah, it's really crazy. It's crazy how this league is developing, but that's really all we have to do. I do think the league is just going to continue to get better and better, and these bigs are just going to get better and better. I think next year's runner, I think Embiid is going to be a front runner for MVP next year. He was really good. I think he probably should have won it in all reality. Let's see what the 76ers do with Ben Simmons as well, but I think the Sixers are going to be a good team, and Joel Embiid, I mean, he's one of the best post guys we've seen in a long time. And he's just a talent down there on the block. You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him. And that's really just what, and I mean, there's few players in the league like that, and the bigs are just dominating again, and I think they're only going to get better and better and better. That basically wraps up our little bit of a basketball talk. There's not too much going on, But now we're going to go to another member of our crew, Christian. He's going to cover everything you want to know about soccer.
Thank you, Jackson. For the last few days, ever since Messi joined PSG, there's not been too much going on in the world of soccer. Lukaku has been confirmed to go to Chelsea for the amount that I did state last time, about 75 million, no, 100 million. So, make sure you guys stay tuned tomorrow as the Premier League kicks off with Brentford taking on Arsenal. And then La Liga also starts up again with Valencia taking on Getafe. And also the Bundesliga, it begins tomorrow as well with Mönchengladbach taking on Bayern Munich. All right, that's all I got for soccer today, y'all. Stay tuned. It's going to be quite eventful tomorrow.
All right, thank you, Christian. And Christian will cover everything you need to know about soccer on Tuesday as soccer is starting up tomorrow. So if you're a big fan of soccer, tune in next Tuesday and Christian will have you with all the coverage you need to know. But now, since we're going across the world of sports in the USA, we're going to go to Owen with baseball.
Oh, in recent news, just breaking kind of that, Jake Arrieta, who had his second stint with the Cubs this year, of course, played in 2016 on that 2016 World Series champion team, was released by the Cubs today. And Chris Davis, who had the infamous 0-for-54 stint a couple years ago, great player, had a great 13-year career, just retired today. Corbin Burns last night had a great outing. We'll talk about him later. He had 10 straight strikeouts, tied the record with Tom Seaver and Aaron Nola, ended the night with 15 strikeouts and a 10-0 Brewers win.
And say his name again?
Corbin Burns.
And I think he should be the spotlight player of this Thursday. Yeah. So, hey, spotlight player of the first ever spotlight player of the show since our name is Sports Spotlight. So, give it up. Yeah, so our first ever spotlight player here in every Tuesday and Thursday, a new spotlight player. So you never know who it could be, so you have to tune in and find out. But a 10 straight strikeouts.
Mm-hmm. Had 10 straight strikeouts. I think, I want to say he had 14 through 7 innings and ended up finishing with 15. As, like I said, they shut out the Cubs 10-0. And, yeah.
So even though I am a Cubbies fan, it sucks to see, but they traded away the whole team, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But hey, our first ever spotlight player, one more time. Clap it up for the spotlight player of this Thursday, August 12th. So, yeah, is that all you got for baseball? You got more?
I got a little more.
All right.
So, new news. Miguel Cabrera, great Tigers player, great franchise player, hit his 499th home run. One more in 500, and I believe about 50 more hits, give or take. He will be at 3,000, which is a very coveted baseball number. 500 home runs, 3,000 hits.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah. Carlos Rodon is on the IL with left arm soreness. And Mookie Betts flying back to Los Angeles to have some medical work done, as he is on the IL. And your scores right now, the Mets are beating the Nationals 4-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Pirates are beating the Cardinals 3-1 in the bottom of the third. Phillies are on top of the Dodgers 1-0 in the middle of the second. And the top second, Indians and Athletics are all tied up. And the Brewers and the Cubs will play tonight at 2:20, or today. And at 3:40, the Mets will play the Nationals in their second game of the doubleheader.
So we got some big stuff going on in the baseball world today. And Owen will be here Tuesday to talk about everything that's happened over the weekend. So tune in. We got some big news. Soccer just now starting up. I know there's NFL preseason going on this weekend and these next couple days. And some baseball stuff going on. So it's going to be a big Tuesday. So Tuesday will be a big, exciting show. So make sure to tune in. That's all we got. In other sports news, the Indianapolis Colts announced they will be full capacity for the full 2021-2022 NFL season for now. And just that's really it. There's nothing big going on in football right now. NFL preseason starts tonight. Make sure to tune into that. And some baseball. Got some soccer starting tomorrow. Sports is finally starting to come back because ever since the NBA Finals, it's kind of died down. But it's back. It's good. So Tuesday, make sure to tune into the Sports Spotlight. Thank you for everyone for listening. As for Christian, Owen, Kevin, I am Jackson White. Thank you for tuning in on Giant 90.9. Micro here, remind